This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
What is up, everybody? DeAndre Koch here with another quick hit for you. And I apologize that some of this you're probably going to say, this was released last week. Well, there's been a lot of information that's come out in the points and miles and travel world within just the last 10 days. And I was at a financial planning conference last week and just have not had the time. And I'm sandwiched in between about to take an epic trip to Asia. So if you follow us on social media, you'll be able to see all the highlights and stories and all those different things as we venture business class, of course, long haul to Bali and then in Singapore after that. But I want to get out a few major updates in the points and miles and travel world in case you didn't hear, or in case you don't belong to our Facebook group or follow us on Instagram, where in our Facebook group, our private group for the listeners, we actually have already updated on a few of these things. And I've mentioned a couple of these things on my Instagram as well. So the first one up, which I think really is, I think there's people that are 50-50 on how they feel about this. I, for one, am more on the side of yay, which is Southwest has just announced that they are done with the open seat policy that they've had for, I guess, like 50 years now. So Southwest is going to have assigned seats going forward. That is one of my biggest gripes about Southwest. I love the customer service and the quality of the airline, but I hated not having an assigned seat, even if you were in a, you know, one or whatever it may be. If your previous flight, your connection was delayed and you're getting there when they're boarding seat, you know, C whatever, you're stuck in the middle row in the back. And I absolutely hated that. So I'm curious, are you in the camp of yes, love the assigned seats, or no, would like the open free for all? I'm super curious. So if you're watching this on YouTube, comment below or shoot me a DM or shoot me an email. I'm curious, what side are you on? Next, this is one of the more major news out there. Amex has done a refresh of their gold card on the personal side. And refresh really just gives them the opportunity to say, hey, we're going to charge you more money for this. So the annual fee is going from $250 to $325, so a $75 bump. They're getting a white gold option, which is pretty cool. So right now, previously, it was regular gold. Rose gold came out, which was really cool. Now they have a white gold option, and that card looks beautiful. And with that, you currently have, so you still have the $120 or basically $10 a month in Uber credits, whether it's Uber, regular Uber or Uber Eats. So that's $120 for the year. There's still the Grubhub and Five Guys $10 a month credit. So that's another $120 for the year. There is $84 in annual Dunkin' Donuts credits, kind of random, but that's $7 a month in credits. And then $100 credit for Resy, which is $50 twice a year. And if you're wondering what is Resy, it's basically a restaurant reservation and table management platform, kind of like OpenTable, but a little bit fancier. So you basically have the opportunity to get close to $400 or more in credits, plus the sign-up bonus and everything else. And they're offering a pretty good sign-up bonus right now to take advantage of. So this card, I think one of the biggest things is the dining aspect of it, is one of the biggest points multiplier cards for dining. It gives you 4x on restaurants. That's now actually capped at $50,000 per year. I don't know many people that spend more than $50,000 a year on dining out, so that's likely not going to affect many people, but that is something to know as well. The next piece of news is there is a resort chain called Canvas, and Canvas is actually known for their outdoor glamping style resort. So basically, I think they have 13 properties that are usually found outside of national parks, and these are really, really beautiful properties, but they look like tents. Now they're glamping, so I mean, these are amazing looking tents. I would love to stay in one of these. but kind of higher end glamping experience. So Canvas is now part of Hyatt. So if you utilize Hyatt and you love Hyatt, we talk about Hyatt a lot, as well as if you have Chase points, which transfer to Hyatt, this is now a new resort collection that's under the Hyatt brand that you can look to book as well. And that was just recently announced. And then one of the last things I wanted to mention is the Capital One Venture Rewards credit card has a bonus that is worth $1,000 right now. So this card has a $95 annual fee, but again, $1,000 worth of value. So you actually get 75,000 points for the sign-up bonus, but they're giving you a one-time $250 travel credit when you book travel through the Capital One's travel portal. So if you book a hotel, for example, that's $300 for one night, you're going to get a credit back for $250. So that's 250 of your 1,000 right there. As far as the 75,000 points, the points guy valued that at about one penny per point, basically. So saying that that's worth $750. I think if you do it right, you transfer to the right partner, you can actually multiply that 2, 3, 4, 5x over. But bare minimum, just for barely trying, this card is going to be able to get you $750 in points plus a $250 credit. So something to take advantage of. And the spend on that is $4,000 in the first 3 months. And so Capital One isn't one of the bigger ones that we talk about, not this card specifically. Their Venture X is a great card. Their reward system isn't, or their point system and their banking and their value of their points isn't as high as Chase or maybe even Amex, but they're still very good and definitely an option to consider if you've kind of already gotten your Chase and Amex cards in the points and miles game. So this is actually the highest bonus offer that we've seen from this card in years. So if you were thinking about getting into Capital One but want a lower fee expense card, this is the absolute time to get it. So I wanted to be very quick with these quick hits, and that's what we're going to do. If you have questions, don't forget, shoot me an email, support@boldlygo.world, or shoot me a DM on Instagram at our handle. All the links are in the show notes as well, and we'll link to the Venture and the Amex Gold card for you in case you want to take a look and see it yourself. Remember, anytime you decide to follow through or apply for a card using the links that we send, no different than if you look through Google or any other method. It just helps support the show and the brand as well. So we'll catch you at the next episode. Take care.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.